At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Temperatures tonight in the high 70s. Really no rain in the forecast. Finally, that's a good thing for our celebrity softball game here at EQT Park where the Wild Things play. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Malzy back from his golf trip. Donnie to my right on the road with us for the first time. Cam Hayward is scheduled to pop on with us later this hour. This is his softball game. He stacked the team that Donnie and I are on for tonight. We have James Harrison playing for the first time. Oh. We have two Hall of Fame corners, Patrick Peterson and Richard Sherman. And we have one former All-Pro corner in Joe Hayden.
I'll make this easy on both of you and promise never to let it get out. If you had to have one, like say you got to go against Randy Moss on one play, one of those two guys to shut him down in their primes on one play, Sherman or Peterson. I would assume you put Hayden a cut below, so I'm not going to include him.
I think I would go Sherman.
I'd say Peterson.
Is that because you did a podcast with Pat?
No.
Is that because Sherman was mostly a zone corner in Seattle and Peterson played more man-to-man?
I think Sherman probably had, at his best, better years, but I think Pat had more good years.
Then if you thought Sherman at his best had better years, wouldn't for one play you take Richard Sherman because at his peak it was probably better?
I don't know, Malzy. Would you say if you need one first down, you'd rather have Bo Jackson than Jerome Bettis?
Well, it depends. Is it first and goal from the one and my fantasy team needs 1 yard, three touchdowns,
one
and five
to win.
Carries?
Would you rather have Bo Jackson or Jerome Bettis?
Bo. Healthy Bo.
Do you agree with that, Donnie? Come on. He barely played in the NFL.
Yeah. I never really watched him. Like
neither did Malzy. Bo Jackson was done playing by the time Chris was a sentient being.
No, I'd go Bettis. Bettis at his very best. Like
yes.
We're talking like late, mid to late 90s.
Yeah.
Bettis. I'd go Bettis.
I mean, they were both great at running over overhyped at times linebackers, Urlacher and Brian Bosworth.
Good point. Although Urlacher is in the Hall of Fame.
All right. Lance Briggs was really good on that team.
We just
too.
Heard Rob Manfred there. He says all Pirates fans want is the system, to be fair, and that's their biggest gripe. I think for the most part, I just thought about something. If you polled most Pirates fans and said you could only have one thing, either a new owner or a salary cap, which one would it be? I actually think most fans would say salary cap.
Well, because the Pirates, does the cap come with a floor, though?
Yeah,
automatically.
Well, yeah.
Because I think the floor is, if you said, of these three, what would you rather have most? New owner, salary cap, or salary floor? I think they'd take floor first.
Because you'd be forcing him to spend it.
There's an idea that you could at least, like,
salary cap and floor or a new owner.
Okay,
which one would you pick?
If it's cap and floor, I think most people would pick cap and floor, for sure. Because then some people probably think he might sell the team at that point.
So why would he get both?
Wait, why would he do that?
Because if the floor was implemented and say
the
floor was $35, $40 million higher than what they've been paying year after year, would he want to stay in the game?
Well, but
because if with a cap and a floor, you presumably would do away with revenue sharing and all that too.
I guess, but what would the takeaway be from that? That he would look at it and think you can't make money in Pittsburgh anymore? If that's the case, then how many suitors would there be to buy the team and have them stay here?
Well, I don't think suitors necessary here, because I've always believed that the best kinds of owners in professional sports are the ones who are so rich that they treat the teams like a fun hobby.
Sure.
And there are plenty of people rich enough to actually do that.
I know.
Like Tepper is a great example of a guy who's not from Charlotte. He's from here. And
he just wanted an NFL
team. So much money.
Yeah.
Cohen's a great – your other baseball team. Steve Cohen is another great example. He's like, I don't care how much you tax me. I'll make that back in the next 2 months or whatever.
But the point I was going to make about the system or the owner is their problems with being a small market, low – you know, revenue-generating team go beyond Bob. Think about the early 90s. Why did Bonilla, Smiley, and Bonzo leave, and Drabeck and all those guys? Bob Nutting wasn't, like, he wasn't around back
no,
then.
No, I'm aware that he wasn't part and parcel with that.
This has been a Pirates problem for 40 years.
You don't think that that's been exacerbated a little bit, though, since the early 90s? Like, I think the disparity and the gap has pretty clearly gotten larger, and the scales and the numbers involved 100%. Have gotten more unworkable.
Yes, and the idea of having a salary cap and floor would alleviate that to some degree.
To some degree, but we've already rehashed this, Don. Like, if you have a cap that's set at, let's say, $250 million, okay? And just for argument's sake, you want to make it a nice round number, $150 million. And so your cap floor gap is $100 million. That is still a lot of money that's going to separate with the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees, the Phillies, probably the Red Sox, and several other teams are going to spend the Cubs versus what the cluster that's going to be at the bottom, right? Brewers, Reds, Pirates, Athletics, Rays. My
Marlins.
God, the Rays might truly blink out of existence. And they're the one team that seems to be able to surmount this every year. So you'd still have a big gap between those teams. The people who would benefit the most from a salary cap and floor in baseball are like the upper middle class players who maybe right now don't have the market that they should. You know what I'm talking about? The guys who are good players but for one reason or another don't get a huge deal. They suddenly would start getting much bigger contracts, I suspect, if teams had to meet a certain threshold. Not to get us derailed from this whole argument either. It's interesting to me that Rob Manfred is the guy saying they just want to have a system that they feel it makes it so that they have a chance in February getting ready for spring training. Buddy, you're the guy who I'm pretty sure has gone on the record and essentially said, if I could have Dodgers Yankees every year, I would have it. You want the big markets to succeed. And to my understanding, other than like the fact that ownership and the management is always going to want a cap on player revenues, I don't even think there's that much movement in baseball for a salary cap, because I think the big boys like it the way it is.
I think people would predominantly answer owner. They would have to have the fear of, okay, this guy could move the team if we had a new owner in here. But you would have to also assume, okay, so there's a floor. And like Chris said, maybe it's a separation of $100 million, maybe it's more. You would have to assume he will spend to that floor, but he won't spend a penny more. It'll be like somebody negotiating on Pawn Stars.
But I don't know how many guys would come here and spend more than $150 million if that's the floor for the franchise. Let me ask you this question. If the Rooneys owned the Pirates and it was $250 million to $150 million, and that's what you had to spend in baseball, what do you think they'd spend?
$150 million on the nose.
Okay.
Do you disagree with that, Donnie? But hold on. You're making a false equivalency between a sport that has a national television deal and a regional sport.
No, what I'm saying is that I think we overestimate the number of people who would treat the franchise differently than him. I think that they might operate it more like the Brewers do, where they pick spots and maybe in those situations they get more aggressive and spend money. But the idea that we've got some Daddy Warbucks out there that's going to come in and just spend $180 million a year because he's got nothing better to do, I just don't think that there are a lot of guys like that out there.
I guess that's where you and I like disagree to at least some extent, where I think there are people who want to be just rich Uncle Pennybags here and want the ego boost of owning a team. And they don't care. Like, is Charlotte some unbelievable cosmopolitan place? No, but Tepper just wanted a team.
But you just said it's a capped sport, though.
Well, it's also the NFL. Like, maybe your point is more valid when we're talking about, like, how many people actually want to own a freaking baseball team, which despite being the second most popular league, I think, still by ratings and revenue, does not have the star cachet that the NBA does.
Chris, there's literally one team in baseball that is a small market team that operates like a big market team, and it's the Padres.
By the way, this very same commissioner was the guy who, when he was asked about them, said, well, you know, we'll see how long that lasts, which suggests to me that he doesn't even want a fair economic system, because the one team that has decided, screw it, we're just going to keep spending, he sounded pissed off that that was even happening.
The salary cap would give them a better shot. It would not be a cure-all, though. Donnie,
there's teams that suck every year in the NFL with a cap.
I know, but what's their salary? What's their payroll now? $87 million? If the floor's $150, they'd almost have to double their payroll, dude.
I know.
All people say, like, most Pirates fans are reasonable. They don't say spend $200 million. They say spend about $150 and I'd be thrilled. Maybe the cap would make them do that.
I mean, I guess the question, we're also sort of talking across purposes a little bit here, because for me the question is just so much broader and more fundamental about baseball. And it's, can the sport even thrive in a salary cap situation? It's such a fracture.
I don't care about the sport thriving, though. I just care about the Pirates
being a better
team.
Can the sport even exist? Are you going to have some sort of national television contract? I don't want to get in the weeds here, but the reason the NFL works is because there's going to be eventually 18 games. There's a limited TV inventory, so networks actually want to bid on it. Streaming services actually want to bid on it. How are you farming out 162 games across 30 separate teams? 4,000-plus games you got to account for every single year. That is my point here. Like, the system that they've come up with almost feels at times like not the only one, obviously. There's many ways to do things, but they don't seem inclined to find out what the deep water's like, the unknown is like. Let's keep doing it this way. Let's keep doing revenue sharing. Let's hope that every year there's a Tampa Bay Rays or an Athletics, or even some years it's been the Pirates, who surprises everybody, makes a playoff run, maybe even screw it, pulls a Royals 2015 and wins the whole thing. And that's going to allow us to continue to say, look at the parity we have here. We don't need this cap. We've got the Dodgers. We've got the Yankees. But we've also got this. The sport feels like it's very much at a major crossroads.
So you don't think he actually wants the salary cap? You think he just said that to make Pirates fans and Pat feel good today?
No, I don't think he wants the cap. I think if Rob Manfred and the owners wanted a salary cap, you would see them attempt to stage a full two-year lockout.
Well, Zangrilli doesn't think there's going to be baseball in 2027. So why else would they? Why else would they stop baseball for a full year if they didn't?
I think there is a surprising amount of, I don't want to say disagreement. Lack of unity, I should say, a surprising lack of unity between owners. As far as the big market guys, I do think are like, hey, you were paying so much money for revenue sharing. Why the hell aren't these guys trying as hard as we think that they probably should be?
So you think the big market teams want a salary cap and the small market teams don't?
I think the big market teams would rather see proof, I guess, or would rather see more of an effort made that their revenue sharing dollars be used to actually try to compete. And I think the prevailing sentiment is that the Pirates and probably several other teams, I'm not even just singling them out, I think there's probably a half dozen or more, don't try as hard as the big market teams who are underwriting their payrolls think that they should. I don't know how anybody could look at it any other way.
So you didn't get even a little bit excited when you heard Manfred say that today, Don?
No, not really, because I agree with Chris. Like, I don't know. I don't think he truly wants that. Like, I don't think.
But if it actually happened, would you feel much better as a Pirate fan?
I would be hesitant to say much better. I'd feel a little bit better about things. But, I mean, like it's so sad that with baseball, it just kind of feels like a team like the Pirates, their peak, like, it's almost unrealistic to think they could actually win it all in this sport. I know the Nationals did it a handful of years ago, but it just doesn't feel like it's realistic that they could actually put together a team that could ultimately win a World Series if it went 4-7 games.
I mean, the Royals did it when the Pirates were in their prime, and they're basically the American League equivalent of what we are. So there's that. I mean, that's 10 years ago now, but it did happen.
So you're saying, Donnie, you don't think
And I know the Guardians got close. They got down to
see,
game
that's,
seven.
This is where I kind of disagree with you. If your point is that it doesn't feel plausible that they could build a team that could win a seven-game series.
If the Rays weren't idiotic, they might have beaten the Dodgers in one World Series.
The much bigger problem in baseball is that the kind of weird thing is, if you can just get to the playoffs and you have the right team composition, it's, I'm not going to say easy, but the randomness of that sample size relative to the season actually, I think, gives the underdog a very good puncher's chance. The Marlins over the
There's
Yankees
been more
in 03.
Parity in baseball than football.
Yes, I'm aware. That's why I say Manfred. I bring that up to say Manfred loves to cite that argument. The problem is the sport is a 162-game grind to get there. And baseball's solution to this is not going to be we're going to put in a cap and a floor. Wait till the next playoff expansion. Eventually it will have robbed itself of one of the other things that made it special, which was a limited playoff field where you actually had real value on the regular season. Half the damn league will get in just like the NHL, and then we'll sort the debris out as we may.
That might be what we need.
No, the Pirates' luck will be that'll be the 1 year they're great. They'll win 105 games, and some 79-win team will knock them off.
But, I mean, that's what their solution is going to be. And I feel like I'm being the bad guy here and being the Eeyore, which, hey, fine. If the shoe fits, I'll wear it. But I just don't think baseball wants to reckon with its place in this country right now and how it might have to navigate.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The future.
Live here at EQT Park, Cam Hayward celebrity softball game. We got a stacked team. I'm looking to go 5-0 in these games. Last year they got mad because I think I was no-hitting the other team through about three innings.
Has the thought ever occurred to you that maybe you take it a little too seriously as the pitcher?
He, like, brings his pants. He brings a whole change.
I know, but there's a fine line between, like, I'm doing performance art out here on the mound and I'm in on the joke and, oh, wait, I'm actually just this serious about it.
So I wasn't serious about it.
Yeah.
And then Molinaro hit a home run that's still in orbit, like the Schwarber ball off of Cole. Off of Cole.
Sure. And very impressive clout.
And Tone Diggs went on McAfee's show and with Pat made fun of me for it. And ever since then, I've been out for revenge.
But why wouldn't you just have a vendetta against Tone Diggs? It seems like you've allowed this to consume your entire existence.
I have, yeah.
That's like, kind of a problem.
It's like bulletin board material for me. I watch the clip back every year before the game.
He closes his eyes the night before this game, and all he sees playing on the backs of those eyelids is Molinaro going yard.
He's going to throw one at him.
Joey hit the damn thing out of the stadium. It wasn't the over the cones or whatever. They have like the temporary wall kind of thing set up.
He had a real home
hit run. It out of the stadium.
Yep, and he's back playing this year.
Does the guy just bend iron bars with his forearms like Josh Bell's dad?
I think they kicked him out of the game because he was too good for a couple years. And he just came back and was the MC, and now he's allowed back
See,
in.
See, this is one of those deals, though, where it's like all about technique. Because he clearly, there's a way to hit a softball very far and a way to think you're going to hit it very far and
not. I think
not.
He played high school ball.
And he just, I know, but he just clearly knows like the secret sauce when it comes to hitting a softball. I don't think I don't think you should take this as personally as you have been.
Frank in Claysville here at the Wild Things hooking up food for us.
Our guy Tom over there, too. He's they're insistent to keep bringing the goods here.
Good thing T-Bird came stoned because he's already into his taco pierogies.
T-Bird's just got a grin a mile wide right now. That smell isn't just great food.
And now that Donnie's doing the engineering on site, he really can.
T-Bird just really gets to be an interested observer here. That's kind of the stat.
He's getting paid to eat and watch us.
Yeah, pretty much.
Our website, 937thefan.com, has run with my comments from Friday's show about O'Neal Cruz. I am not rooting for him tonight, Chris, to win.
Why aren't you rooting for him to win? Pray tell.
I don't want a disappointing, underachieving Pirate to win the home run derby because that's just going to incense me that he can't do it for the actual team, the real team. And we're not rooting for a team tonight. You're rooting for individuals. If Ben Roethlisberger was just in a quarterback competition, you wouldn't say to yourself, well, he's a Steeler, so I have to root for him. No, it's like tennis or golf tonight. It's the individual. And I'm just not a huge O'Neal Cruz fan right now.
The person, the player, or both?
Oh, I have no issues with him. I don't know enough about him as a person, but I haven't heard anything about him as a person that would make me not want to root for him.
I mean, some of mine with Roethlisberger would have always been rooted off the field, if not the majority of it. So, I mean, I think on those grounds it's a little easier. He's more of a source of disappointment, maybe at times frustration, than he is like anger towards him directly. It bugs me that even when they get a guy who can get Aaron Judge to gawk at what he is capable of on the field, that guy, for one reason or another, and maybe a lot of it is definitely on him, he's got to be better and more consistent, but some of it's probably on them. Like, let me put it this way. Like, it's disappointing. If O'Neal Cruz was somehow brought up by the St. Louis Cardinals, don't you think he'd be hitting .295, an OPS over .900? He would terrorize the Pirates.
I don't know about that.
He would hit lefties pretty well somehow. Like, all this, basically the stuff we get frustrated the most about with him.
I mean, I'd give them a better shot than I would the Pirates. Yeah, I would.
He stands, I guess, more to me as like another in a line of, even though he's in this event because he hits the ball so hard and he might hit 30 home runs this year, it just feels so disappointing. Didn't Pedro's career here feel in some ways like a disappointment, even though that guy in the playoffs was their best player in a series and almost carried them?
Yeah, and his career's like 10 times better than Cruz. He led the league at home runs. And
that's my point, though.
Huge home runs in the playoffs.
When you get a guy like that with huge expectations, which Alvarez had, and huge expectations for Cruz, even when it was kind of successful for Alvarez, like in some, it ended in very disappointing fashion. Skeens is one of the few players where, like, you can say, all right, other than, like, the team not supporting him, he has held up his end of the bargain and then some. God, even Gerrit Cole, when he was here, people, I think, rightly felt like maybe it was the team's fault, but, like, that guy didn't quite live up to the billing at times as a number one overall pick.
It's just a very strange situation, Donnie, where you have a guy who represents the Pirates at the All-Star game and he's having a bad year. I don't think that's ever happened before.
Yeah, but I'm still rooting for him because this is a skills competition and it's not the All-Star game. And baseball opened it up to where you don't have to be an All-Star to be in this.
Right.
And we've seen other sports do that too. We talked last week that a guy that plays in the G League has won the NBA Slam Dunk Contest 3 years in a row. He's played 6 career NBA games. Like, you don't have to be an All-Star just to get into whatever skills competition it is.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not going to just say, oh, he's a little bit disappointing, so screw him.
Oh, I don't think he's a little bit disappointing. I think he's a lot disappointing. If he didn't have a couple hits in Minnesota, he might have been under 200 at the All-Star break.
He's still going to end up with probably 30 home runs and 50 steals.
He's pretty damn disappointing with his tools. The fact that just nothing has ever... Like, the fact that that light... I thought the light bulb went on early this year for him. It looked like he was doing some things very differently, spitting on good pitches, taking a lot more walks, striking out less. And it's just... It's constant regression back to the bad habits and the bad version of him and the undisciplined version at the plate, or the guy who's lacking in confidence. Like, he is truly like a highlight reel player more than he is anything. He threw a ball 105 miles an hour to a window the size of a baseball to get a guy out.
Right.
He hits a ball that basically looks like it goes through the bleachers at any given time. But when you get those tantalizing peaks at it, Donnie, to never get the finished
That's what
product
I mean.
Is frustrating.
Like, do you think it's like a badge of honor for Heat fans that Harold Miner won the slam dunk contest?
Or
like,
J.R. Ryder.
Yeah, another great one. These guys were supposed to be really good players, and they were busts. And he's not a total bust.
No, but he's you see the gifts on display, and you're like, why can't it just
like,
click?
I really think tonight might be the apex of his career as a baseball player.
This isn't a perfect comp, and you'll quickly cut me off to tell me why it's not a perfect comp. But even though this guy won two majors in golf, I think of him and I look at John Daly. Now, it's for different reasons. John Daly couldn't get his act together.
Daly's also unbelievably lovable and popular.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes for reasons that I would think are, like, celebrated for the wrong reasons. Like, hey, he gets so hammered all the time. That's great. He won two majors, but even, like, Tiger Woods would probably tell you that if John Daly had Tiger Woods' work ethic, you might have never heard of Tiger Woods, because that's how talented
Daly
was.
If the Pirates had a pinch hitter who was just a guy that put on batting practice shows and was like a great home run hitter, and that's all he was supposed to be, I would root for the guy. This is supposed to be like the face of their offensive franchise.
True.
And his OPS is like 30 points below McCutcheon's right now.
I'm with Donnie here to answer the question, because I know I did a bad job of answering the actual question for you. I am not here to root against him tonight, but I will, and I'm not going to split the baby. I'm with Donnie. I'm rooting for him to win. But even in the course of him winning, I do feel like there would be a part of me going like, man.
It's going to annoy the hell out of me.
It would just be like, man, why is this feeling like the apex? Why do I feel likely to see him come out of the All-Star break and just be the exact same dude? Or why can I not believe that, say he came out on a tear, Don, and just looked like he was hitting the cover off everything? I would never feel with O'Neill Cruz like I could bet on that to sustain itself. That also in and of itself is disappointing.
So, I mean, if he ends up with 30 home runs and 50 steals by season's end, you're going to say it's disappointing because he's hitting like 218.
Well, what's his isn't OPS the measure we should be looking at here? Is he getting on base a reasonable amount?
His OPS plus is 101.
He's a league average player. Right. I do think that's where I would support Pony's point
here. And he's supposed to be like a top... You thought he was going to be an average player this year, Don? Come on.
When the season started, I thought he was making the leap, and that's what
I thought for 2 months he was going to be a breakout star. I thought he might actually play in this game.
Yes, I thought so too. And so I'm still rooting for him to win this because it's probably on some level
Tommy
always
Pham
cool.
Tommy Pham is a better hitter than him right now.
It's always cool when one of your guys gets that kind of shine or just gets that much positive attention, but there's no doubt this season's been disappointing from him. There's no doubt. And it looks even worse because there's nobody around him picking up the slack.
And it just
the
only bothers guy that's been me when people don't deserve it get positive attention, whether they play for my team or they don't.
It bothers – well, that bothers me. The other thing I was going to say is there's only one guy more disappointing than him based on expectations coming in, and it bothers me that that guy hasn't gotten the same level of negative attention. Reynolds is a void, a black hole.
And he's making a lot more money, but he's not really relevant right now.
He should
he's not
be
in the All-Star
I understand
game.
That, but he should be in balance more enraging than O'Neill Cruz, and, of course, he's not viewed as such.
So if Cruz ends up with 30 and 50 or close to it, disappointing, no matter what his other numbers are? He's got 16 and 29 right now, so he's going to get...
It's absolutely plausible, though, that he could end up with those numbers, Donnie, and be, like, considered a league-average offensive player. That he could hit 30 home runs.
Yeah, let me ask you this question. When Joey Gallo would hit under 200 but hit 35 home runs, is that a good year?
I'd say yeah.
Okay, but,
I don't need every player to be Tony Gwynn.
But isn't the expectation that Cruz is their best player?
I mean, find more guys that can hit.
I don't know.
Don't just count on one guy.
No one is just counting on one guy, but he has superstar potential.
He's going to have played two full seasons, or I think he might have just hit the two full seasons mark in terms of actual games played, and I don't see a light bulb going on. I don't see a different player than I did, fundamentally speaking, like than I did when he started. That's troubling.
Sure, and that's fine, but like we're going to see a guy do something.
I'm rooting for him tonight.
That a Pirates player hasn't done in a while.
I think Pony has an extreme take on this one myself.
But by the way, if he hits like he did in June, he's not going to go 30-50. He's not. I mean, maybe he will, and you'll be right, and I'll have to concede some ground on this. But he's not trending in that direction right now.
No, it's trending in the wrong way, for sure.
Yeah, that would take a big second half.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. EQT Park, it is the fifth annual Three Rivers Celebrity Softball Game. I am 4-0 in these games, and I don't want to go 4-1. And our team captain is sitting across from me right now, Cam Hayward, team defense.
Wow, team captain. I don't even think they voted on that.
No, they didn't. Well, it's like Tomlin sometimes. There's a vote.
There is a vote.
An air quote.
There's a vote.
But the way they get tabulated,
but nobody guarantees how the vote is going to turn out, despite how the vote counts.
It's like they didn't bring Price Waterhouse into.
Oh, there's no count. Audit. Is there an audit of the vote? Yeah.
I wish there was audit sometimes.
So, this was a debate before we brought you on.
Uh huh.
Because I'm your pitcher again. Do you want me to pitch to get people out, or do you want me to give up home runs?
Give up home runs.
Okay.
See, I told him he was like, right. He was, Cam, here's right. The problem. I told him he was taking it too seriously. because Molinaro took him like out of the park deep.
Yes.
Oh.
You know, hit the.
So actual, that was like a pride thing.
Like
for
a
him.
Home run,
yeah.
Home run. Not a
got made fun of for.
Not an over the temporary netting home run.
Did we get a bat flip too?
Yeah. Oh yeah. He
I
pimped
think he
it.
Did, because I don't think he liked
it.
Me.
He
back
did
then.
Like a little. He did like this little. I'm doing this on the air right now, so people can see it. He did the little like half strut into third base, like
oh,
pro
yeah.
wrestling style. And he's a proud man over here, and he hasn't been able to get over it since.
You gotta let it go. You do have to let it go.
Look at him right now.
Don't be prideful.
Well, I actually
he's
watched.
He's got his workout shirt on, like he's getting steps in before the show.
I watched the clip from McAfee show of them making fun of me before we play every year.
Oh, why do you do that?
Because
it's like
it
me watching
me.
Like stuff that's not going to apply to the game. It just doesn't help.
Is that when you now if you were watching something like
what
that,
do you mean
that's
that
how
stuff
you'd be
help.
Tweeting out like taking more notes here.
Wait a minute,
something else on the list.
Don't you have like an app or a file on your phone of just people that have taken shots at you?
Yeah,
to motivate
but I'm not
you?
Looking at that right before I play.
But you're using it as motivation.
Yes.
Now? Okay.
Very
so that's
so I
I'm
love
doing.
I love like the Cam Hayward Twitter feed blind items when I just see you tweet out like oh taking notes.
The
it's
funny
a,
thing is people send it to me
yeah.
and it's like it's not like I'm going out searching for it. I'm like oh. Thanks for the motivation.
The fun game to play, though, is what could he – because I don't follow everyone. Maybe I should and see everything that's out there. So it's always a fun game of what is Cam – like, what is this a reaction to? Who said what about Cam that he's taking notes in his little book right now?
Or is it Cam's dealing with the kids right now, and so he doesn't know how to handle anything at the time because he's so wrapped up with the kids. So
this is like when Kabali tweets yeet, and we don't know if it's about Steelers
oh,
news or he's
well,
just
Kabali
watching.
Well, Kabali tweets in his sleep, as what I've heard. So
yeah,
that's easy to do when you're apparently asleep for 22 hours out of the day when you're Kabali.
Correct, and covering Mike Tomlin press
conferences.
Donnie,
you're going to get married next year. You're talking to three guys who have Cam. How many kids do you have?
Three.
So we got six kids between the three of us, Donnie. You
yeah, did Hayward get invited to your wedding? Because apparently all of Pittsburgh did.
Wow. Hey, I didn't get a lot of. I invited to a couple weddings. I'm really dejected about Donnie's, yours, Louder Milk's.
What?
Yeah, I was hurt by that. So,
really?
Loud, if you hear this, I'm very disappointed in you.
No, that's spilling some
and we've
tea
been working
right
out
now.
All offseason together. So now I'm really pissed.
Well, if you send me your email, I'll gladly send a save the day.
I will not say it on air.
Did
but
Papi Annie get an invite?
He did.
Wow. Bob gets invited to everything.
Apparently pomping is pretty easy, it sounds like, at least when it comes to wedding invites.
What's your off-season been like? What have you been up to?
Oh, man, what have I been up to?
I see you tweet out pictures of you going to movies a lot, so you've done that.
Yeah, saw a lot of movies.
The new Jurassic Park.
New Jurassic Park. We watched Superman yesterday. That was fun. But took a couple of trips with the kids.
Where'd you go?
We went to we did a Disney cruise, and we did to the Bahamas, and that was before.
Did you watch the Poop Cruise first?
I was just going to ask you. Did you?
I no,
was like,
I did not watch Poop Cruise. I saw that.
You
though.
And your wife got to watch that together because I usually do not like. My wife will get into this, that, or the other on Netflix.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't want to watch that. She goes, "Honey, we got to watch Poop Cruise," and I said, "All right, I'm gonna." Dude, it's played for laughs.
It
though.
Is riveting.
It's worth it.
It's
worth
like
it.
It's half like, oh my god, this is horrible. But in the back of your mind, you're gonna be laughing the whole time.
Oh my gosh!
So you did a Disney cruise?
Disney cruise, and that's before the guy dropped his daughter off.
Oh yeah.
And so I was like, thank god,
and he jumped
my wife
in and saved her.
Yeah. Could you imagine me jumping in after my daughter? First of all, I'm not putting my daughter on the railing
right.
so
Correct.
She drops. But we did that. Went to the Bahamas. And then we just actually went out to California for a week. So
nice.
Did you run an Aaron Rodgers and the receivers out there?
I did not.
How so? The off-season process. You have truly aged in NFL years like a fine wine, just better and better as you've gone on.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Hayward training in his mid-30s in the off-season versus Cam Hayward training in his mid-20s. How's it different?
A lot smarter. Start a lot earlier now.
Really?
You know, I feel like. What, I took, like, a week or two off, and I was already back training.
Really? How like, in your early years in the NFL, like your mid-20s, is it, like, I'll take a month off?
Yeah,
and I need to
take a month off. But, like, now it's just, like, trying to sustain stuff and then just keep building so I don't have to have that big lull to get back to where I was. So,
do the kids get on you, like, Dad, hey, come on, we want to play? Or do they know, like, Dad's got to do this because this is Dad's job? He's working out now. Like, we can't bother him.
Oh, well, I'm still trying to be present with them. Like, go to all their – baseball game, soccer, lacrosse.
Soccer and lacrosse?
And softball.
Wow.
Yeah, so actually soccer not this year, but everything else has been full-fledged.
Is the soccer an old enough like league now where they're not all chasing after the ball at once and it's a big pile
no,
of humanity?
No. Well, like last year, my daughter, she struggles with it because, like, she's not that good. And so she took it to heart and just didn't want to play. So then I would have to, like, walk her onto the field. And they'd be like, oh, let's play Sharks and the Minnows. And I'm like, why the hell am I on the field right now? So
that's what I like to hear from the guy ahead as the third best player of the last 25 years in Steelers history.
Why am I not the first?
Well, I went Ben 1 and Troy 2.
So?
So what's wrong with that?
I love it.
Put that in your file.
Please, yeah. Please
Cody has me third.
Yeah.
We need a tweet of you writing something down. We'll all know what it was.
Oh, he's going to put me in the file then.
Not invited to a wedding.
That's right.
Wow. I had you eighth. I had you first.
Name them.
Guys ahead of you?
Oh, boy. I think one of these I know, and it's going to piss him off. Come on, name them.
I don't know which one you're implying.
You'll get to it eventually.
I think number four is going to set him off.
I think number four might set him off.
Harrison was 7. Watt was 6. Hines was 5. Fanica was 4.
Oh, no. Okay, not the one I
3 was AB.
That. 2
was Troy.
Why was I supposed to react to the AB one?
Well, didn't you say something on Twitter about I'll see you when you're in Pittsburgh again?
Yeah, because he was...
He was being an idiot.
Yeah,
he was
course,
at flight risk.
He was at the time.
Yeah, still is, I think.
I don't know. But I don't have a problem with the list. Those are all my team. Most of them are all my teammates, which is crazy enough.
Last one, because I know your person wants you to leave. If I hit Harrison 9th in this game, is that going to motivate him to do better? Or is that just going to make him pissed off at me?
It's going to motivate him to just remove you as the manager by force.
Are you surprised if he's pissed off? He's pissed off all the time.
I know, but I want to channel that to make him a better player.
I don't want to make him mad, Tony. I say we put him 4 or 5.
Okay.
I don't think he'll have a problem. It's not like he's a really good baseball player, but I think you should, like, you know, walk him if you can. Or
well, I'm not pitching to him.
He's on our team.
Pony's the manager.
That's right.
He's
going
to set the lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll get the other pitcher to do it.
He does, like, a psychological experiment setting
the lineup.
Well,
that's what I did with Trubisky.
Yeah, he put
him last. I hit Trubisky last on purpose because I wanted to see how he handled it.
Well, you remember the 1 year we had Kenny and we had Trubisky, and it was just...
It was a little awkward.
It was awkward, but then we were just creating controversy here, you know, content creating for everybody.
Yeah, that was me, mostly.
Hey, you're going to be in that business podcasting.
He already is. Cam, great to see you again, brother.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Cam.
Cam,
thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.